Everybody, we're back.
We are back. Hope everybody's doing good.
Hoping so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hoping everybody's doing fabulously at this point.
Doing good in the hood.
And of course, that is a nod to may he rest in peace, Chris Cornell, mm-hmm. of Soundgarden and Audioslave.
Yep.
But yeah, hoping everybody's doing fabulously at this moment.
At this moment. And prior to that.
That's true. Prior to that and all the moments coming up.
Yes.
Still wishing for wonderful things for everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll happen. It'll happen.
I still wish for it anyways.
Yep, I'm sure it'll be fine, honey.
Still good.
It's fine.
It's fine?
It's fine.
Is it fine?
I said it's fine.
My silly bear.
I hope everybody is doing fine.
Yeah.
Better than fine. Our audience, I expect more.
Well, are you going to be angry with them if they're not doing fine?
Damn right.
Why would you be angry with them for this?
Because I expect more.
But do you think if somebody's not doing well, it's their own fault?
That's a reflection on me, honey.
Oh, I see. So you're angry at yourself if they're not doing well?
No, I'm angry that they let me down.
Wait a minute. So it's a reflection on you, but they're the ones letting you down.
Yeah.
But if it's a reflection on you, then how is it them letting you down?
Everything's
you letting...
about me, honey.
They're
going... I thought we established that a long while ago.
Hashtag narcissism.
Yeah. Oh, man, my shoulder hurts.
Yeah, that really sucks. Yeah, Tim's shoulder is killing him.
Sorry.
Hoping, I was going to say, I'm wishing you had a CT scan coming up sooner, but...
I know. Are you kidding?
Getting in as soon as
I hope
can.
It doesn't, you know, it's not as bad as, you know, I think it might be.
Yeah.
But...
You'll,
if it is, it is.
We'll handle it how we handle it.
That's right. It is what it is, honey.
Yeah. But I'm hoping you're feeling much, much better within a week.
Yeah. Because, you know, I, once the, hydrocodone starts doing nothing, then I'm like, oh, man.
And the hydrocodone is doing nothing?
It's starting to.
That's a problem. Yeah, okay.
So.
Again,
yeah.
I wish we could get you in for a scan sooner.
Yeah, me too.
Poor baby. I just want you feeling better.
Me too. Don't go back to less. Right?
Don't go back to less?
Just because you are too important, too impatient to wait for better.
Yeah, you know what? That I could see. It's, not accepting less than what you really want.
Don't be impatient.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly, baby.
Well, I'm wishing you for you to feel so much better so fast.
Yeah, me too. Me too. The only thing that seems to be helping is like putting the heat on it.
Don't question it. If it works, it works.
Yeah, but...
But that only goes so far too, I know.
Right.
Like, you'll lay down on the heating pad and you're still swearing and tossing and turning.
Yeah, it's, and again, sometimes that doesn't even help. So.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Did you try ice? I think ice is probably not quite right. It's too big of an area for ice to be effective.
Right. I mean, it might, but it's not going to. I mean, the. What is that? The bath with the salt in it.
Epsom salt?
Yeah. That's okay. It's okay.
I think it'd be worth a try.
It's okay.
Is it really okay?
It's just okay.
My poor panda bear.
Yeah. It's just okay.
Well, I want better than okay for you.
Me too. But, you know, as long as our guests and our, not our guests, but
our listeners
aren't suffering.
Yeah.
I'll take the brunt of it.
You'll take the brunt?
Of course I will.
I don't think you should really have to take the brunt of anything.
For our listeners, of course I will.
Well, that is very selfless of you. That's a very generous thing for you to do.
But not for long. They better start getting their shit together.
So again, are you going to blame our guests again?
I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying.
Or blame our listeners again.
I can't carry the load of everyone for so long.
Oh, I know. It's too much.
It is too much.
I think they want to be entertained. And my panda's very entertaining.
I do my best.
I know you do.
Well, most days. Some days I slack, but...
Well, some days you're tired.
Some days I'm fucking dog-ass tired.
And some days you really, really hurt.
Yep.
Oh, baby.
That's true. You have a point.
I do. I do, indeed.
Yes, you do.
Poor baby.
That's me.
That's right.
So? Any good news today?
Well, I found this. This is rather exciting. A researcher think they have found where Plato was buried.
Plato?
Plato.
I was looking for my Plato since I was a kid.
No, wrong Plato. Not Plato, Plato. As in the philosopher.
Oh.
The ancient...
Okay, I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit?
Why would I care about that fucking old fool?
Well, there are a lot of people who do give a shit.
Oh, you know what?
He's the basis of philosophy as we know it.
Oh, please. Give it a rest.
Are you being cranky?
Give it a rest. Look at me. Look at me, to be or not to be.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare in Hamlet. That's not Plato.
Am I have respect for? It's the words, Johnson. Who's this Plato guy? What did he do?
He's the father of modern philosophy.
But what did he do?
He was a teacher. So he taught.
I had better teachers than Plato.
Is that right?
They don't see me fucking looking at where they're buried. They want to be left alone.
They want to be left. If they're dead, why would they have much of an objection?
Again.
Well, and I'm wondering,
they want to rest in peace. Isn't that a philosophy thing?
Well, I'm wondering, too. There's a whole, like you said, you're not looking to see where the teachers that you think are better than Plato was are buried.
I know they're better than Plato.
Isn't it known where the teachers that you had that were better were buried?
I don't know. Not if they don't want to be fucking found.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
They don't have gravestones. They didn't have a funeral.
No, maybe they don't want to be known. Maybe they're, maybe they had certain things they didn't want to be found from.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that they were questionable.
I'm not saying that.
It kind of sounds like that's what you're saying.
You know what? You can think what you want. So what about this Plato? Let me hear this great philosopher. What did he say?
Well, he was teaching with...
He didn't see me coming. Yeah, how fucking smart could he be?
I probably don't think he saw you coming.
That's goddamn right he didn't. Lock him like a hurricane.
Wow. And then
here I am.
And then an 80s reference. There you go. Oh, man. But either way, it hasn't been known. It was known where he taught, which was, again, ancient Greece, ancient Rome. He would travel around and teach. But it was never known where he was buried.
You see what I'm saying?
What?
He traveled to teach, yeah?
Yes.
Nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted him enough to fucking make him stay.
Yeah, this is ancient times. I don't think there were actually really solid ancient schools that you stayed at.
You don't think? Sure. You don't think?
Oh, now you're judging me.
I'm judging you.
It kind of sounds like you're judging me.
I'm just trying to school you.
Yeah, again, it kind of sounds like you're judging me.
I'm just trying to tell you, don't fall for the bullshit.
Now, what bullshit should I not fall for?
You know what bullshit?
No, I actually don't. Educate me.
The bullshit that, look at him. What did he do? What the fuck did this guy do?
I just told him what he did.
What did he do?
He taught philosophy.
Name one thing you learned from him.
Well, mind you, I've never gotten to learn from Plato directly because I wasn't around thousands of years ago.
What did he, this great philosopher, bring to the fucking world? Irene Wright, sorry for my language.
You're not sorry for your language. You're not sorry for your language at all.
Irene Wright. I thought Irene left.
Yeah, I would think so. Irene Wright joined us and said, yeah, I've had enough of this.
I think I found, by the way.
Yeah.
If you go to your main storage.
My main storage of what?
And your computer. And your phone.
My phone? Yeah.
Yeah. You see?
Oh, go. Okay. Let's see.
Because I'm trying to delete stuff off my phone.
All right.
And, all right, so let me see. Main storage. Music. And then. Oh, you didn't see any voicemails.
No.
No voice notes?
No.
Okay.
I delete them as I go.
Okay.
And I don't save any music on my phone either.
Oh, I'm not just saying. See Samsung messages?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's four messages in there that I didn't delete yet. Okay. Because I remember one time we were trying to look for a message.
Yeah.
So I left you.
Yeah.
Me or something. I don't know who. But I'm like, I know I saw it somewhere before.
But that's where it is.
That's where it is.
All right.
So it's in main storage, music, Samsung messages.
Okay.
So, everybody, take that. Didn't learn anything here today. See, did Plato teach you that?
No, Plato did not.
Yeah,
teach
he didn't
me
know
that.
Shit. He didn't even know what a cell phone was, that dumbass.
Oh, man. You think he was a dumbass?
He didn't even know what a cell phone was, honey.
Yeah, well, he was thought around thousands of years ago, so
yeah,
no, I don't
it's
think
no
so.
Excuse. Ignorance is no excuse. He probably didn't even know what a pen was.
I would think he would have known what a pen was,
I don't
yeah.
know what a pen is, you know why?
Why?
I don't make mistakes.
You don't... So you don't know what a pen is because you don't make mistakes?
That's
I'm trying to follow.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't need a pencil.
Oh, you don't need a pencil.
No.
But you said a pen. What you said specifically, you didn't know what pen was.
I couldn't believe that I'm not paying attention right now.
But
I should be.
But you're still running your mouth.
Hun, that's what makes this show. Right?
It's true.
Me running my mouth.
This is what makes the show. It's you opening your mouth and whatever comes out.
Some form of whatever.
Never sure of where we're going.
Never sure. Never sure. But that's the fun part. I don't even know.
It's true.
I don't even know anymore.
Our listeners seem to enjoy that. And I enjoy it.
I enjoy it. I don't know where I'm going half the time.
You open your mouth and just whatever comes
just
out comes out.
Ever flows.
The look on your face as you start talking, the look of surprise, like, oh my God, I'm saying this?
It's just, after I'm done, I'm like, what? What was that?
Oh, that is too funny.
Yep. It's funny. Oh, panda face.
Oh, boo face.
I was right here, another.
What?
Oh, not, I'm mumbling.
Yeah. Somebody's
I'm
tired.
I'm wide awake, and as soon as I sit down.
You sink into it again.
Sink into it.
I think somebody's going to need to take a nap in a bit.
Nope.
No? No nap? Okay.
Because then I won't be able to go to sleep. I'll be up all night.
Good point.
We don't want that.
We don't, no.
So. What else you got, baby?
Well, I got, for one, this is one that you sent me. There's a scientist who believes he has found evidence that we are all living in a simulation.
Yeah.
Yep, it's Melvin Vopson, who is a University of Portsmouth scientist. He formulated the second law of infodynamics, and he said that there's a decrease in entropy in infosystems over time that could be proof that the universe has a built-in, quote-unquote, data optimization and compression. Now, entropy is change. The universe
right.
is known for entropy. It's constant
right.
entropy over and over and over again. But he's noticing that he's seeing lesser and lesser entropy, which he's saying that's not natural. That's very, very, that's unusual. Like, he can't explain this.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's saying, a quote from Melvin Vopson has said, "We know the universe is expanding without the loss of or gain of heat, which requires the royal entropy of the universe to be constant." Again, you need the constant change, the constant entropy for things to keep going, for life to stay alive. However, we also know from thermodynamics that entropy is always rising. Again, like I said, entropy is always happening.
Turn a door is small.
Thanks for joining us.
In the house.
And he's talking about information entropy to balance the increase. He's just saying, what he was saying is, oh, thanks for calling in, entropy. And I'm just calling you entropy. It's auto encore. Thanks for calling in.
What's up?
I'm cool.
What's good, man?
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right. Well, what you got to say for yourself, young man?
Oh, I'm new here. I don't know what's going on right here.
I don't know.
I'm just new here.
Where you out of?
Yeah, where's home?
I'm from Ghana.
Ghana.
Okay, very cool. Thanks for calling in, Auto Encore.
Ghana's very beautiful.
Haven't gotten to go to Ghana yet.
My friends from Ghana, or a couple people I know from Ghana, they show me some of their pictures when they go on vacation. It's very beautiful.
That's nice.
At least the part they're at. Where are you at? What part? Huh?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, still here.
I said, what part of Ghana are you in?
Yeah, I'm in Accra.
Wait, what was that?
Accra.
Accra, all right.
What time is it there?
The capital town of Ghana.
Oh, okay. It's the capital. All right. I didn't know that. But what time is it in Ghana right now?
It's 9:20.
Okay.
9:20 p.m.
Okay.
So if that's the capital, are you the king?
Yeah.
You're the king?
Yes. Of course he's the king. Only the best listen to us, baby. All
right.
So, can I ask you a question?
Ask me anything.
Sure.
how can I come to America?
Buy a plane ticket. Mm-hmm.
Do you have money to get here as far as a plane ticket?
Say what?
Do you have money for like a plane ticket?
Yeah, can you buy a plane ticket?
Oh, I ain't getting money.
What's that?
I said I don't have money.
You don't have money.
Okay, yeah, that makes it tough.
Oh, you could go to your consulate. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
What?
He said, what's yeah.
Consulate.
You've heard of that?
No.
Oh,
I'll type
okay.
it in.
Yeah, Tim is. Consulate. Tim is typing it in right now. I think consulate.
All right, hold on. Let me see. I'll make sure.
Yeah, Tim is typing it in at the moment. Just a second. But you can talk. You can go to the consulate and talk to them, and they can. Yeah, there you go. That's how you spell it. Consulate. Mm-hmm. See.
Can you help me come there?
Well, there's nothing we
I
can.
Have no
yeah, there's nothing
pull, but
we can.
I'm
do.
Telling you how to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
you should go to the consulate.
Yes.
Listen. Do you let me see, hold on. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, put the link.
Hold on. I'll put the link in here, okay?
Okay.
You go to that website, right?
Okay. And
you could go to contact us.
And they will help you with how to get to the United States.
Yep.
So there's the link.
Okay,
you can
okay.
click on that and find the way to do it that way.
Okay, okay. Thank you, thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome.
And let me see. There's a... Let me see.
What? Yeah, Tim is looking up
I'm
some
looking
more stuff.
How old are you?
Pardon?
How old are you?
I'm 19. 19?
You're 19?
Well,
you're a kid.
But that'll be better. Let me see.
I'll be 20 this year.
All right. When is your birthday?
2nd August.
All right. So it's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, Tim is still looking up stuff on this website. We're not ignoring you. We're just on a different tab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's looking up things on the website for the consulate of Ghana. But yeah, if you go there.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
I say, but yeah, if you go there, there's the link. Or you send a message in, they can tell you where you need to go and who to talk to. That way, hopefully, you're able to come to the United States.
And,
oh, thanks for liking the show, Autoncore.
And here's one if you want to, I mean, that, what I would do is they say cast a big net.
Yeah.
And what that is what that means is not only do you apply to United States, apply to Canada too.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
You know what I mean? Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
So at least, you know.
Hello?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm here.
Still here.
I'm here.
Okay.
But check out all that stuff that I'm sending you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
okay.
But once you get in touch with the, on your end, what do you do now for a living?
I'm doing nothing. I'm just home.
That's okay.
Hold on.
I just completed high school last year.
Oh, congratulations.
Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Tell him, right? Because your English is very good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, so.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what other languages do you speak?
Odonkor, what languages do you speak?
I speak English.
Yay!
But do you speak any others?
And my local language, which is Chui.
What?
And my local language, which is Chui.
Okay, you speak your local language. That could be helpful too.
But what language is that?
It's our local language in Ghana.
My
official language is English.
Okay. Only but you, like, for example, if it was French, yes?
Well, I don't speak French.
Okay.
That's okay.
Just hear me out. Listen to me. I'm telling you, if it was French, like, for right now, right? Like the New York Police Department, yes?
You say what?
New York Police Department.
Uh-huh.
The police here in New York City.
The police here in New York. Yes? Do you understand what I'm saying?
The police in New York.
Do you understand what they are?
Yeah, what? You said the police in New York.
Yes.
Yes.
They always look for people that speak certain languages because, like, just after 9/11, and even still, they look for people that could speak Farsi.
Yeah, or speak Arabic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but even you don't speak Farsi, you still speak another language that they might be looking for. Do you understand?
I understand, but.
That's something you
can
tell the consulate.
Right, so just tell
the languages.
What's that?
Are you still there? I think we may have lost him. I know we're not in the tab anymore. I can't tell.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, now we hear you. But yeah, if you go to the consulate... Yeah, if you go to the consulate, you can let them know that, of course, well, you speak English, clearly, but let them know that you speak your local language. That could be helpful for anybody else that's coming in from Ghana, maybe from where you're from.
Just take all of these websites I'm sending you,
yeah,
and they'll help you. Like that last one I sent you is NYPD Direct Access Plan. I'm sorry, Language Plan.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, even if you tell... your people in Ghana that you want to join because to be at NYPD, you don't need college. You just need to graduate high school.
Yeah. And then you do the training here.
And you already did graduate high school. So since you speak another language, all you would have to do is pass the policeman's test, which isn't too hard. They have practice tests you can do. And everything.
What test?
It would be if you wanted to join the NYPD, which is it's a local police department. There's testing you do once you would get here for that.
And it's not hard because they'd be, you know.
But you have options. But either way, reach out to your consulate. Those are the first ones, the first links that Tim had sent you.
Right, but you got it. Tell them something. You just can't reach out to them and say, I want to go to America.
Yeah.
You got to say, I want to go to America to continue my education, or I want to go to America. It's the land opportunity.
I want to join the military.
You want to join what? Say it
I want to join the military.
But either way, yeah, just tell them, yeah, what you plan on doing. You, what, you're coming here for a job. You're coming here for schooling. You're coming here for something, yeah.
But ideally, you want to say, I want to go to continue my education. I believe in the American dream, and I want to become a police officer. If you say something like that, they will help you a lot.
I would think so.
Okay.
Because between continue your education, mm-hmm. loving America, and you wanting to be a New York cop, right there, those three things.
But you have options. But you have a lot of links to go through to look at, Autumn Court.
Okay.
But hoping you're able to come to the U.S. soon.
Okay, okay.
But good luck. We do. I was going to say that's something. Tim and I live in New York City. So we know it. But yeah, good luck to you, Audencore. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing today? Well, I know it's nighttime, but do you have any plans for tonight?
Oh, no, no.
That's okay. Oh, thank you for liking the show, Audencore. That's all right. Well, yeah, Tim had just said he stepped away from the microphone, but Tim had just said you have to read a bunch of shit that he just sent you. You have a lot to read, and you have a lot of different stuff to look up and a lot of different stuff to watch.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but hoping you're able to get here soon.
Okay, so where can I reach you? Are you on WhatsApp?
Oh, well, you can send us an email. What is our email again?
No hope.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to type in our email address.
No hope, and then number
4. Yeah, at gmail.com, right? What, baby?
Okay.
Gmail.com. You can send us an email.
Okay. Are you on WhatsApp?
Oh, we are not on WhatsApp, no.
Or what Snapchat?
We're not on WhatsApp.
Nope, or Snapchat. I'm not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you
okay,
can send
okay.
us
an email. Okay.
But yeah, but hoping to hear from you soon about good news.
Remember, if you're a cop, don't arrest me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your information.
You're welcome,
no Autumn. It'll work out, don't worry.
So, right. I'm going off.
Okay.
Okay, it was nice chatting
all
with
right.
you, Autumn.
We'll talk soon, buddy.
Bye.
Peace. Good guy.
Yeah, wishing well for him.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine, baby.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yep. So what else you got?
Well, there's actually a starless rogue planet that has been discovered. This planet is as heavy as 10 Earths, and it was founded by... Oh, thank you, Odenkor. But it was found by a NASA telescope. Now, rogue planets, they're called rogue planets. They sound cool, but what it just is it means it doesn't have a star that it orbits around. Like, we have the sun to orbit around. Rogue planets just float out in the universe, going wherever. They don't have something pulling them into their orbit.
Uh-huh.
Now, they assume that many of them likely exist, but they are extremely hard to find. Because, again, if you don't have a star pulling you into its orbit, you're literally looking in the darkness, trying to find these things.
Not me.
You're not looking in the darkness?
No.
No?
Stars follow me, baby.
Stars follow Timmy. But
I thought
you were the star.
I am the star.
But so you are the star.
I'm the star.
But stars follow you too.
That's right.
But I don't think stars follow each other. I didn't think they do.
Hey, we make our own rules up.
Oh, man.
We're rogue.
Of course.
Make our own rules.
I'm sure.
Oh. Our last episode was our 550th.
There you go. And now it's 551.
Yeah, how about that? Well, actually, 550 and a half.
Oh, you're right, because we're not done with this episode yet.
We're not done.
But we will be coming up.
Yeah. Oh, and what? A shout out to Rocky Raccoon. Hopefully everything's good with him.
Yeah, what's going on?
All the tornadoes out there.
That's true. Hopefully you're doing all right, Rocky Raccoon, if you get this.
Yeah.
Hopefully you do it. Hopefully you didn't get hit with tornado. Yeah.
Me?
No, not
I
you.
I don't get hit with tornadoes, honey.
I know, baby. I know.
I'm rogue, baby.
You are rogue. Now, do you chase the tornadoes away?
They know better not to come near me.
Oh, man. You're showing them, aren't you?
Please.
Oh, man.
They'll be quaking in their fucking shoes.
Wait, I don't think tornadoes don't have shoes.
Yeah, not at your own.
They got. You frighten the tornadoes out of their non-existent shoes.
Right. They can't get out of their own way fast enough.
Oh, I'm sure.
Once they know I'm in town.
You're terrifying, right?
Once they know I'm in town looking for them.
Do you actively hunt down tornadoes?
No, I can hear the word, I'm coming.
They hear the word, you're coming.
I'm
but,
coming for them.
But
and
why would you be
skedaddle.
But why would you be coming if you weren't hunting them down actively?
Because I need fucking get them away from people like Rocky Raccoon, our listeners.
Okay, so it kind of does sound like you're hunting them down.
I'm keeping our listeners safe is what I'm doing.
Okay. And you're
first
doing
and
this
foremost.
By, and you're doing this by chasing down tornadoes. Right?
Making it known. Don't
so,
fuck with our listeners.
So you're just putting the threat out there.
It's not a threat. You know that.
Is it not a threat? It's
not a
promise.
Threat. It's not a threat. By any means.
It's a promise, right?
It is a promise.
You're showing them, baby.
That's right. My bad shoulder and all.
Oh, man. Tornado has man. Nothing on you.
No, it don't. Huh. Allergies are kicking my ass, too.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Not fun.
No.
Allergies suck.
Yeah, they do. Now, allergies are beating me up. But not a tornado.
What, you're not going to chase them down?
No. Too busy.
You're too busy.
I'm too busy protecting our listeners.
Too busy protecting our listeners by chasing down
right.
tornadoes. Right.
By whatever it takes. If whatever's bothering them.
You will actively chase them.
Whatever
chase down whatever's bothering them.
Ills of society or nature happens to befall. I'll be there.
Any listeners?
Before shit gets real.
My poor congested panda hair.
Before shit gets real.
But you're going to make sure shit gets real if anything happens, right?
Right. You know what they're going to do?
What's that? Oh, they're going to cry.
Like a little schoolgirl.
Not our listeners. So whoever's threatening our listeners is going
right.
to cry like a little schoolgirl.
That's right. You know what they hear?
What's that? Is that a wicked laugh by you?
What do you think?
Well, I'm just clarifying. Huh. Oh, there you go. And you're going to shoot up the tornadoes.
Right.
You know, you really can't shoot a tornado, at least not effectively. It's really not going to make a difference.
I'm coming.
There you go.
I'm coming for those bastards.
The tornado specifically? Oh, there you go. Whatever. Guard dog.
Right.
Wait, are you the guard dog or do you have a guard dog you're going to send after them?
Hounds of hell, baby. Hounds of hell.
Oh, man. You'll show them.
I will show them.
Yeah. Oh, too funny.
So all those protesters got arrested this weekend.
Yeah, a lot got arrested this weekend.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yeah,
you're
we
back.
See you. Thanks for coming back, Odin Carr. But yeah, you're saying, yeah, I saw this. A lot of protesters got arrested this weekend. Now, the one thing, it's, I get it, tensions are high. But one thing I'm appreciating what Robert Reich had said.
What did he say?
Who, Robert Reich, again, he used to be, he's retired now. He used to be a professor at Berkeley, at the college. and also
he used
worked
to be,
on.
He
was on the cabinet for President Bill Clinton. It's true, in economics. One thing he has said, and I appreciate this. He said, talking about all the arrests that are happening for the protests, especially here in New York, because NYPD can't. He said the president of, I think it was it Yale?
Right.
Or so it wouldn't be, yeah, I was going to say, I think the president of Yale College had actually called in armed police to arrest. He said, these are peaceful protesters.
Right.
And you're having armed police come in and arrest them, you know, and violently take them out. And yeah, take them to jail.
Right.
And he said being working in education, he said, the one thing I told my students, and I'll still tell everybody when I send messages now, is that you should actively surround yourself by people you disagree with. Because it helps you keep in touch with, okay, do you, you're talking to somebody who disagrees with you.
Right.
Do they have valid points?
Right.
Maybe you were wrong about this. Or if maybe you see you're not wrong about this, maybe you will help educate them that, well, maybe their viewpoints.
Yeah.
Or maybe they need to adjust what they're thinking. And he said this is part of what I think education is.
Yeah.
So he said protest. But he said there's no room for anti-Semitism. No room for anti-Semitism, no room for violence, no room for anti-Islam.
Right.
Nothing like that.
Right.
No room for anti-anything. But he said when it comes down to peaceful protests, nobody's preaching hate. He said, I thought that's what education was supposed to be all about.
That's all it is now, it seems.
How so? Because it doesn't sound like it. Because they're calling in armed police to
shut down
peaceful protests.
Because these aren't peaceful protests. A lot of these colleges, so-called colleges, they get these liberal professors teaching liberal agenda. Like, look at that one lady with the machete.
One lady with the machete?
The one lady from Hunter. She got fired for doing something, and then the Post came in to, knocked on her door to get her opinion on what happened.
Yeah.
She had to throw her with a fucking machete and put it to his fucking throat.
Yeah, that doesn't sound liberal at all. Not even a little.
Let me show you. I'll go to this tab. Watch.
Okay. But it just doesn't sound liberal.
Hold on. Hunter College.
Machete professor, there it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should be nutty professor. Right. Arts professor. Look, she comes, does not hear answer your door with a fucking machete? Watch.
I'm just not seeing what's liberal about that.
She's an arts teacher. And how did this all start? I don't know. Rodriguez first made headlines when she was caught on video flipping out on a group of students who set up a table with anti-abortion at CUNY school on May 2nd. You're not educating shit. This is a fucking propaganda, she snapped. Again, it's someone who disagreed with her.
Yeah.
And she turned the table over. It's not your fucking, just because you're the professor, it's not your fucking sandbox. Then this New York Times Post reporter, who looks very gentle, should I say, she answers the door and puts a fucking machete to his head, neck. And says, if I see you on this block one more fucking time, you're going to, she began, get the fuck off my block. Get the fuck out of here. And then... she's an adjunct professor. They fired her. Condemned everything. And she was charged. She's probably gonna just go off on probation, which I'll even give it that. She probably does deserve probation, but she doesn't deserve a teaching job anywhere.
I get what you're saying.
Not when she flips out just because someone disagrees with her in a public space that these people, whether you're pro-abortion or pro-choice or whatever it is,
yeah.
Someone set up a table there. It's not your fucking business why they're there. Take a pamphlet or don't. But I'm sure, talk to administration, your bosses, if you don't like what's out there, or put a table next to it.
I get that.
And
now again, I can understand there's the whole thing too with it's very, again, the reproductive rights are something that people get really, really worked out about, really, really worked up about. Because I hate hearing this bullshit. Well, you're killing babies. No, they're not babies. The whole, again, you're taking away reproductive rights. That's
it
what it is.
It doesn't matter. What matters is there was a table there.
Yeah.
And someone had an opinion about something.
And it was an opinion that she disagreed with.
Yes. So you don't tip the table.
You don't need to tip the table.
You don't.
That's,
you're
yeah.
a professor.
Yeah, I would think get into a discussion with them.
If you don't like it and you're having a bad day, obviously she was on her period.
You think that's what it was? It was her period?
You know what?
You think it was
I
her period?
I hope it was, because there was no better excuse than her being on her period, because that's her in regular fucking life.
Do women as a whole, do we all get crazy when we're on our period?
I don't know.
You tell me, man. You tell me, sir. Do we all get crazy like that when we're on our period?
Look, my friend.
Ah, oh, that's it. Or no, you have to say ma'am. 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 Yeah, exactly. Like, no,
look,
I it's like, what I'm saying
you
is.
You know me.
Oh, I do know you. I do. And I know you know better than that. You're smarter than that.
Look, I have 3 kids.
You do.
And I can say they're all mine. Just the shit that's come out of their mouth.
There
I don't need
yours,
no fucking
yeah.
DNA test, even
it's,
though
yeah.
we're all matched up. But
exactly. It definitely does seem like they're all yours.
They are.
Yeah.
Fucking DNA proves it, but before that, just the comedy came out. Yeah, they gotta be mine.
Yeah. I would think so.
So.
But yeah, but either way, the flipping, the reason I said that we're as a population, rather.
So Robert Reich used to be in Clinton administration, right?
That's what I just said, yeah.
Yeah, well, all right.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Tim is getting the wash right now. The washing machine is calling out saying it's done. So he's taking the wash out of the washing machine, putting it into the dryer. But either way, I was saying before that, yeah, Robert Reich, he put out saying that in education, you should actively surround yourself by people who you disagree with. I would think that, I mean, I could understand the professor getting worked up or upset seeing propaganda, because it's propaganda. Again, this whole like, we're all about life. No, you're not about life. It's really not about life. This is about control. So I can understand getting upset seeing that kind of anti-abortion propaganda out. But I think the smarter choice would have been, the better choice would have been to actively try to engage in discussion with these students who put this out. Because by just flipping the table, now people like Tim here can just say you're crazy. Oh, she's on her period. She's just crazy. They can dismiss you. No, actually actively try to get into a discussion with somebody who has such
an
idea.
Who would want to get into a discussion with her?
Well, if she would come up and calmly talk, I would think I would want to. Why not?
No one in their right mind wants to talk to this lady now. Right.
Well, what I'm saying is that if she would have approached it more calmly, then things would have turned out a lot better for her.
Well, who knows? Maybe she's gonna get a better job now.
Maybe.
Some, you know, whatever college.
Whatever college.
Make her fucking president.
You think there's a college that's gonna make her president?
Oh,
after
there's
this?
Fucking always a college out there for them fucking liberals.
you say to your, well, I was going to say, I'm not even liberal. I'm progressive. So I'm even more extreme than liberal.
I'm a liberal.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Very liberal. You know me, peace pot microdot.
Oh man, there's a dated reference. I never tried microdots.
It's a
LSD, isn't it?
No, it's mescaline.
Oh, it's a mescaline. Okay.
It's like if you do acid, it's just lesser strength.
Okay. You say acid. I've never tried acid before.
Well, it's like tripping, but it's not as trippy. Just not it's like beer compared to alcohol.
Oh, okay.
You're still gonna
not as strong.
Right. You know, if you're a teenager, it's still gonna fuck you up. But if you're an adult, it's been around the block and then you can still function on it probably.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. It wasn't my bag, whatever.
Is that right?
Seinfeld wasn't my bag. Maybe it's how you get off.
Oh, man.
New York Public Library.
That's funny.
They opened up the book, Five Chinese Brothers. Pee-pees and wee-wees. That's how you get off, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld references.
You put your good time buddies. He fucking nailed that. That's, like I said, I think that's the only time I really saw Seinfeld throwing a laugh.
Yeah.
Like, break character.
I could see that. Ago. It's just so funny.
You know, may he rest in peace, that guy.
It's true.
Oh, he was a comedian.
Yeah, which I appreciate. He's a comic,
but we only know him from, like, dramatic stuff. Modern Family.
He was great in Modern Family.
He was the guy next door.
Yeah. And then, of course, was great 30 years ago.
Kids out in there. You know, I don't hurt kids.
Yeah.
That's a great,
great character.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, indeed. That's funny.
What?
American? American Airlines apparently can't compute that Patricia, who did not want to share her surname, was born in 1922 rather than not 2022. So they were, they was book her as a, like a 1 year old or a child.
Wait, what? They keep mistaking a 101 year old woman for a baby. Okay. That's an error, the airline's booking system error.
Yeah, American Airlines.
All right. Yeah, she was born 1922, not 2022. But she said she and the cabin crew were able to laugh it off.
Oh.
All right. It was funny that I thought I was only a little child and I'm an old lady.
I used to wear a diaper, though. Oh!
Oh! So bad.
I can't confirm or deny that.
So bad.
I can't confirm nor deny. What's your name?
Well, she wouldn't give her last name, but her first name is Patricia. Yeah. But she'd said there was one point in time, one occasion, airport staff did not have transport ready for her inside the terminal as they thought they were expecting it was going to be a baby that was going to be carried in.
It's funny.
It's true.
It was my bottle, bitches.
There you go. Just funny. Yeah, I wonder why. Why did they put her in for 2022 and not 1922?
But it happened. She said it happens a few times.
Yeah, it's happened more than once.
But so what side do you fall on with this Hamas?
What side do I fall on with Hamas?
Hamas.
I'm not pro-Hamas, but I'm pro-Israel and pro-Palestine.
Okay.
You can be both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how about you?
How about me what?
Where do you fall with it?
It's hard to say.
How so?
Well, like any other dilemma that most men face.
Oh, it's a man thing, of course. Well, of course it's a man thing.
Now that we're, you've painted me with that brush of
yep.
being a man. And
this is my fault. Okay,
no, you
carry
said
on.
Most men think she's on her period. So I'm just going to, you know, keep going with that. Since we're on that track, I can't get off. Anyway.
All right, let's hear it.
So with that said.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Jewish chicks.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of get what you get. You know.
How so?
You know, and I've slept with a couple Jewish girls.
Okay.
Yeah, they're decent. Look, they're decent in bed. However.
Yeah.
I don't think I've slept with a Palestinian.
Oh, so you're saying you want to hook up with a Palestinian woman?
I did not say that. What? Just hear me out.
All right. I'm
okay.
listening.
Now, the few Palestinian women that I have seen.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I'm going to go on another limb here.
Oh, boy.
Probably more attractive than most Jewish women.
Really?
Only because, again, I've seen very few Palestinian, but I've seen many Jewish. So
okay.
maybe it's just that whole...
Is it like you're used to seeing... We live in New York City. You're used to... You see lots of Jewish women on a regular basis here.
Right. So,
you're
again,
used to them.
If you're Palestinian, maybe, and I don't know, maybe they just make sure that the really hot-looking ones are wearing less clothes.
Oh,
because
that's...
they want to put their best foot forward. They kind of like have good publicity.
So wait, you're saying...
They have to represent.
So you're saying that's what they... You're saying that this, the everything going on again...
No. Hear me out.
Okay.
I'm not done. You know me, I'm not done. It's a long process.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I know.
So, and there's a lot of variables too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because... Again, you know what you get with a Jewish girl?
What's that?
Sometimes it's like, look, you know, it's just what do they call it? An animal affair.
An animal affair.
You're not
going to
call me my parents because they don't like
non-Jews. Like a fling.
Right.
Okay.
You call me, booty call, whatever.
This for a hookup.
A hookup because my parents, you know... Your last name don't end with Goldstein or Goldberg.
This isn't going anywhere.
You know?
This is for
this
fun.
This never happened.
Yeah, I get
okay?
it. This is for fun. This is...
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm, you know, good with that. That's fine.
All right.
It's fine. You know what
yeah.
you're getting into.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay. It's very, you know, you shed the burden of any...
expectations?
You know, oof, I can sleep at night. No one's going to come knocking on my door.
Yeah.
And even if they are, what's the last time you heard of a good Jewish boxer? You're probably going to, if anything, you'll hear a knock at the door and a letter will be slipped underneath it and it'll be a strongly worded letter of how not to date their sister or their daughter anymore.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're dating her.
Well.
It sounds like you're sleeping with
look,
her.
Look, she probably just said dating even though. Everyone knows.
You're not going any... Well, you're going somewhere. But you're not going out anywhere unless it's like a hotel room or... Yeah.
They might have, you know, caught her before sun went... Or after sun went down. Saw her at some seedy hotel. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't even me. Nor do I care.
Oh, it was somebody else.
Okay, now, take a Palestinian woman who...
Palestinian, yeah.
Yeah, woman... Young woman who.
Oh, she has to be a young woman?
Why?
Okay.
Old lady.
Well, she's not saying she has to be an old lady.
Can we just go on with this?
We can. We can. Right. Let's hear it.
They got to be married by the time they're 30.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly don't know.
Yeah, you know, you say the well's going to run dry after that.
Wait, the well's going to run dry? How
so? You know, the well, the proverbial well.
I don't. Explain this to me.
The well down south.
The well down south is
yeah.
going to run dry. Like, how so?
Yeah, it's only, there's a...
Or are you talking
like
about...
Like a bottle of ketchup has expiration date on it. It's a long expiration date, but you don't want to go past that date.
And you're, but you're saying you wouldn't have, you wouldn't want to be with a woman who was older than 30.
That's not what I said.
It kind of sounds like that's what you're
no,
saying.
No, I'm just saying the way things are, honey. Don't blame
okay.
me. Blame society.
Okay.
Right.
Now, yeah, because you know I'm older than 30, right?
Getting back to what I was saying.
Yes.
So, in this Palestinian paradox that I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, same situation arises. Beautiful part, beautiful Palestinian woman.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm getting into something a little more, say, casual.
Okay.
Now.
Again, a fling.
Right. Only from, and again, I, from what I know.
Yeah.
That their brothers and their fathers and their uncles are tend to be a little bit more, look, once you touch the merchandise, you bought the merchandise.
Okay.
That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
Now you're married.
Okay.
Or.
Actually, for what it's worth, I know a lot of families that are like that here in the U.S. that are very, very white. But you're saying, carry on.
Yeah, but they might be mad at you, the family. They might, you might tarnish your good name.
Well, you know the term shotgun wedding?
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anybody getting pregnant. I'm talking about just taking her out for a fucking spin.
Okay.
You know, kicking the tires. You know, you don't buy a car without taking it for a test drive, right?
Yeah.
Then they say, well, you like it? You really painted it to a corner.
Okay.
You're really going to really enjoy that ride. Then you're fucked.
Oh.
Right? You're really fucked. Oh.
Wait, you're fucked because you have to marry her? Or you're fucked because
there's
you're
no good answer. If you're
okay.
honest.
Okay.
So you kind of have to, there's no easy way to scramble out of that.
That's true.
You, again, I'm not saying all of them, but I'm pretty sure most of them are pretty fucking crazy. As far as,
I don't know.
It's not a them thing. It's a culture thing.
Yeah.
Because the brothers are probably like, look, I don't give a shit. My sister wants to, you know, get her freak on. I don't care. But if my father catches him,
yeah.
I have a responsibility as a brother, younger or older.
Yeah.
That I gotta do this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah. Gotta make this happen.
I gotta, you know, Tim, I gotta, you know.
Let me tell you, I need some
non-proof of life from you.
Let me tell you how this is gonna end.
You gotta go to the coroner's office and cut somebody's dick off or something.
Oh,
you need to find
so
a
bad.
Dick somewhere, a dick in a fucking formaldehyde
so
jar
bad.
Somewhere off eBay, I don't know where. But, and chances are you probably know a guy. So, you know what? We can all make this all go away.
Yeah.
I can just get one from a friend of mine. He's got a few of them.
Yeah, there we go. A few of
you
them.
Know,
like he just has these on hand?
No, he just knows a guy because a lot of them own delis, right? So it's the whole.
Yeah.
They're very resourceful people. That's
yeah.
All. It's
okay.
Not, it's not, you know, they're just resourceful.
No
bad thing.
Where would again these deli owners get a penis from?
I don't want to know. As long as it wasn't mine. As you know, and
oh,
I am on a budget.
Right. Okay.
So
because there would be a price for it,
right?
Wait,
no, I wouldn't know if it was like, well, you know, it's by the inch. How well do you want to be represented? And then it's the whole, well, you know, this is the United States, right? So
yeah.
it's like pretend it was an abortion. She has to pay half, I have to pay half, right?
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
With the dick, if I pay half for the dick, she has to pay for the other half. I'm not paying for the whole ain't it?
You're not paying for the whole thing.
No, I'm not paying for the whole how long it's going to be. You know?
Well, you could buy a shorter one.
Why would I want to insult myself like that?
Would it really matter? Because you would still have yours that's longer than an inch.
Look, I don't know, but I would think, as a young lady, that she would like to, you know, I would not want her mother or her family.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of, you know.
Yeah. But then what about for her now, as far as you buy this hypothetical.
First of all, I don't
you buy this
it.
Hypothetical deep detached penis from somebody.
Probably her brother or her uncle.
But they wouldn't cut off their own for her.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. But you purchased this. You're saying with her help.
They know a guy.
Purchase this. They know a guy.
Or a few guys.
But then what's going to happen to her?
Nothing, probably.
I don't think so.
They might get sent back to the old country.
But if they're in Palestine, aren't they already in the old country?
They're here in the U.S. I wouldn't go to Palestine just to,
You wouldn't go to Palestine just to hit that?
No, I think it's dangerous enough here in the States.
That's fair. Okay.
Again, it's not that they're crazy.
No.
It's they come from a crazy family. Just like, again, right now, if some Palestinian broad's listening, they're already writing my name down. Trust me, I'm on a list now. Okay? Even though I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
You know what?
You didn't do anything.
The Italians used to be like this, then they just gave up.
Wait, did they give up?
They gave up.
Is that what it is?
To some degree. Because it's like, hey, we can't have our daughter, our sister walking around like a whore. Sucking every dirty dick there is.
Wait, why would it just have to be a dirty dick? Are you saying your dick is not dirty? So why would
What Italian was sucking my dick?
I would imagine that you have slept with some Italian women. Yes.
Some.
Yeah.
I turned down some. Excuse me.
Charming.
Anyway. So, when you asked me what side I'm on.
I did, and I don't know how we got all the way to here.
I don't know. I have a lot to think about now.
You do.
As far as, I don't think there is a side, say, to be on.
Okay.
Can we all just get along?
Yeah.
In the words of Rodney King, may he rest in peace.
There you go, yeah.
And he said that shit. I saw that fucking pressure. He really fucking meant it.
Yeah.
You could tell it hurt him.
Yeah. He was beaten.
But you could tell he was the one you're doing this why are you doing this? I didn't ever say to do this.
Yeah.
He took it upon himself, that fucking weight of the world.
Yeah.
Even though, again, he was the one that got the snot beat out of him.
Yep.
And he was the one still carrying that fucking weight.
Yeah.
I really felt bad for God when he just said, why can't we all get along? He really fucking upset him.
Yeah.
That upset me that he was that upset. Man.
And how the message still needs to be put out there. Why can't we?
I don't know, baby. I'm just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah.
That's it.
If things get bad, if you find a way to laugh at what's troubling you, it makes it seem a little less of a struggle, yes?
Yes. I guess, but that's what they say anyway. But what else you got? But that's what side I'd be on.
Okay.
I would be on the side that if, you say you have cancer, I guess, right? I would marry your daughter, but I have cancer. I wouldn't want to burden you or the family with,
Okay.
But I did want to, give her that experience of,
Oh, wait. So you gave her that experience.
Of course. I'm not a selfish lover. You know that.
It's true.
But I would be.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why is that?
Just because I could see. I did you a favor.
She got to have sex with you.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be good sex.
No?
No.
How come?
I would tell the person who's ready to kill me, see, it was terrible sex. Because now she knows to go back to, whoever you want her to. So you could say, see, I told you. The white devil. White devil's no good. And she could attest to that. Yeah, white devil was horrible. And she could tell all her friends, do not sleep with the white devil.
They're
not good in bed. Very selfish lovers.
Don't sleep with white Americans.
Very selfish lovers. That wouldn't be too far from the truth.
So bad.
But anyway. So, yeah, that's it. So,
All
right. Let me just do this real quick.
Okay.
Sure. Oh yeah, we got this thing on now.
Got what thing on now?
The other tab. Mom, my parents. Anyway, Wisconsin University Chancellor still making $90,000 salary despite being banned for filming sex videos with porn stars. So what?
Well, again,
God bless America.
And again, this isn't exactly the epitome of journalism you're looking at this on.
But it's the truth. It's anyway. It's true. And so what if the guy's making porn? It's a college. It's not like he's fucking a chancellor at a fucking elementary school, right?
Yeah.
It's a college, right? Anyway, so this is what I'm saying. And oh, they had the White House correspondence there.
That was last night.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, something about that casino. Downs, look at that. That's gonna be gorgeous.
Yeah, it does look gorgeous.
Oh wow. The sands. Yeah, they're fucking really dragging their feet on this. I think they just need to get somebody's getting paid big money somewhere.
Probably, I would think so.
Yeah. But I really don't. They're saying that they want to put it in Coney Island.
Okay.
That's one of the places it could go. And again, right here in
I'd heard that
Hudson Yards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't see Coney Island. It's really out there.
It is.
But then again, Russian mob's out there too.
There you go. And of course, there's the Coney Island Beach that's right there too. So I could understand putting it there.
But I can't because there's no, well, look, where is it? Right here, Coney Island, right?
Yeah.
So.
Right by Brighton Beach.
Brighton Beach is.
Yeah.
There's really no, there's the only way you can get there is by boat. The quickest is by boat, right? But they really don't have any docks, right?
They don't?
No, there's no docks like the pier does here.
Excuse me.
And they probably could put one up.
But we've gone out to Coney Island before just by train.
Yeah, but it was a long train ride.
Yeah.
And let me see. I'll go here. I'll show you on a map. To go, where was it again? It was.
Right there.
Right there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Keep your eye on that.
Uh-huh.
And Atlantic City's right there.
Okay.
So from Atlantic City from here to say here?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, is about 2.5 hours.
It doesn't look like it's that far.
And
but
Philadelphia is about 1 hour. But now if you want to go from Philadelphia to Coney Island, there's no train service going out that way. Unless it's, you're really going to like stay the weekend and shit like that. But then again, there's no, but I know when I go to Krishna's.
Yeah.
There's that nice big building, townhouse, that really high one.
Yeah.
They're like luxury townhomes.
Oh, okay.
Right by his office.
Okay.
But, it's really hit or miss, kind of. His is the last stop, I think, before the beach.
That sounds right.
Oh, no, like one or two more, actually. Stops before. I've actually slept and then been like, oh, fuck, where am I? And then have to, and it's a pain in the ass because you have to get off the train.
And then get back on the other direction.
No, but not even that. You have to walk, like, to fucking 10th Avenue.
Yeah.
To turn around, walk back to get on the train going up. Yeah, it's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So.
The whole thing, I mean, like you said, oh, beautiful townhouses, that whole, yeah, absolutely perfect if you don't have to go anywhere.
But I'm saying, It's always, sometimes it's like somebody knows something because nobody's going to invest that kind of money.
Yeah. What, into the casino or into these townhouses?
No, into those townhouses. Like, that's
okay.
A lot of fucking money. And, you know, and actually it's good because it's right, if you get anything right off, it's the B, so it's the express, and the Q. Right? When you get off,
yeah.
Take the local or the express, right?
Okay.
In Manhattan. And it's like literally right when you get off.
Yeah.
So. But I think that's about it for the day.
I think so.
All right. So.
So what do you think? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
All right. We'll be on again tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah. What time?
You want to aim for 5 o'clock?
Okay.
All right, so we'll be back on again at 5, everybody.
All right, thanks for listening.
Yeah, have a good night, everyone.
Good night.